Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Friday, February 14th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Malia Joy Moon and Brandon Victor Dixon have just set their departure dates from Broadway's Hell's Kitchen. Moon, who won last year's Tony for Best Leading Actress in a Musical, will play her final performance as Ally on March 30th. Current understudy Jade Milan will succeed her through May 25th, with other understudy Gianna Harris serving as her alternate. Dixon, who was also Tony-nominated last year for his supporting role as Davis, Ally's estranged father, will depart the cast on March 9th. Dixon and Milan's successors will be announced in the coming weeks. Hell's Kitchen continues its Broadway run at the Schubert Theater. In an announcement fitting for Valentine's Day, Music Theater International has just acquired the licensing rights for The Notebook. The stage adaptation of the Nicholas Sparks novel and 2004 movie depicts three stages of a lifelong love, despite all the forces that threaten to tear the relationship apart. The Notebook played its final Broadway performance on December 15th. A national touring production is set to launch this September in Cleveland. Because of this, the title is not yet available for future productions. For more information on when it will become available, visit mtishows.com. In industry news, the new musical Operation Mincemeat, which begins Broadway previews tomorrow night, is experiencing a delay in its marquee installation at the John Golden Theater. According to the Associated Press, thousands of customized yellow LED light bulbs for this particular marquee, which are meant to spell out the show's title, are currently stuck in China, where they are being manufactured. President Trump recently reimposed tariffs on Chinese imports, which caused retaliatory tariffs to then be imposed, and the ongoing trade war between China and the U.S. to further escalate. The light bulbs were meant to arrive earlier this month. The ad agency in charge of Operation Mincemeat's marquee has been told that March will now be the earliest that they will arrive. Undeterred by this, the show itself will go on as planned. Opening night is March 20th, and it is set to run through June 15th. And finally today, last night, Redwood, the first new Broadway musical of 2025, officially opened. It stars Idina Menzel as a grieving workaholic who finds healing in a redwood forest in Northern California, and yes, she actually does climb a 300-foot tree. Redwood features an original score by Broadway newcomer Kate Diaz and Tina Landau, with a book and direction also by Landau. Although reviews were mostly mixed to negative, Jesse Green gave it a New York Times critic's pick, saying it is one of the most beautiful and wondrous theatrical creations I can recall, going on to call Menzel an awe-inspiring force of nature. Redwood runs at the Niederlander Theater. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. The next episode will be coming your way on Tuesday, February 18th. Have a safe and enjoyable long weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.